This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Paul sends in today's, hey, I was wondering, so we'll get you one of those travel mugs. Paul, Big Karwowski's getting you all set on that. He already showed up to work today.
I know. He's back to his regular schedule.
Well, no, he's not.
He's not?
No, he's only staying till like 10 o'clock, then he's leaving.
Oh, because down in the basement, I did hear him say a couple times, like, this working at home thing ain't all it's cracked up to be. So I had a feeling he wanted to come in here.
Like,
if he
yesterday
could.
He left at like 1.
Okay. I didn't know he's leaving early.
He's leaving early. Okay. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, with the current COVID-19 restrictions in place, how will that affect the male ritual of buying a Mother's Day card on Saturday night? You know, there's like 500 guys in the card aisle.
Great
with
question.
No groups larger than 10. How are we going to manage this? Thanks, Paul.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Well,
Mother's Day cards for Saturday night into Sunday. Most men panic, go Saturday night. You just reach and grab and elbow your way to whatever you can find. You don't even read it. If it just says mother on it, you grab it.
No question.
And you run. I don't know. And also, you know, you normally take your mom out for brunch. For Mother's Day, that's not happening.
Moms do like that.
Get takeout brunch.
Yeah, I guess you pick up brunch and bring it in, but then how many people come and hang at mom's house because you don't want to expose mom to too many people?
Yeah, maybe they'll have to take turns.
Yep, that's true. Staggered brunch.
Yep.
You're in. I'm out. Tag out.
What, Whip, historically, any holiday ever in your life, it could be Mother's Day, Christmas, Passover, Memorial Day, Astronauts Day, whatever it is, whatever the holiday, you guys just pack up the old caravan and head over to your mom and dad's house.
That's exactly right.
That is the ritual.
So true.
Now, will you be doing that again, or will you be not doing it?
Like, I don't know. You know, we actually don't have a plan yet. So we've seen my parents a few times during this, but it's like you hang out in the driveway and kind of stand 6 feet apart and say, like, what's up?
Right.
Nothing. All right, cool. See ya. So maybe we'll do something along those lines, but I actually don't even know.
Is the pool open, and are you allowed in pools during this pandemic?
I think you'd be allowed in a non-public pool. I think that would be okay. But no, the pool I don't think is open this soon. Plus, if we got 50 this weekend, I don't think that would do too well.
Right. Did your dad ever buy the heater to the pool?
He did. He did. We had that starting last year, so maybe that would... So he said he was going to get the pool going early this year, but I don't think he's got it up going yet.
Okay. All right, Violetta, for your mom, Vera.
Yeah.
Do you have anything special planned?
Well, this year is really different than most. It's May 10th, which is Mother's Day. It's also their last day of the restaurant
open. Wow.
Which is almost like, so my mom works so hard there, and she's always worked every Mother's Day. We normally go for an early brunch, and then they open the restaurant around 3 or 4.
Gotcha.
So this year is going to be really different, and a lot of emotions are going to be happening. But I think my mom will enjoy, in a weird way, it being her last day, like her last shift.
It's the beginning of a whole new life for her.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we'll have balloons, flowers, maybe make some French toast.
Really, nothing says Mother's Day like a big plate of French toast.
Right? That's right.
And it's easy.
It's called conversation questions to help you bond with your family now that you're entering the second month of self-quarantine. You've run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
You all sit around about 7 o'clock each night staring at each other, loathing the fact that you're all still in the same room. Maybe this reignites conversation for you.
Okay.
What is the one thing you could never live without? Do you have one, Whip? By the way, I already mentioned Instagram for Violetta.
Yeah. I think I probably could not live without coffee.
You know, that's probably true. I think that's probably true for you.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should try that one. You wouldn't do it for us. If, like, we put you through, we detoxed you for a week.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen.
I'd be sick.
I'd get a massive headache. And there's no doubt about that right away.
Right.
But I might not be able to function at all.
Would you be the same way? You can't live without, Sandy?
Coffee, Wick, Goldmine.
Coffee, yeah.
Sorry.
Same thing. If we tried to detox you, Sandy, would it be an unpleasant thing to watch happen?
Oh, yeah. I'd get the massive headache, and I wouldn't be a happy camper.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Melissa? What's the one thing you couldn't live without?
Well, I'll tell you something. Not to be gross, but
Wait. Good opening.
No, sorry. Well, if I don't, I have this facial cleanser that I found. If I don't use that, I just break out. So I could not go a day without facial cleanser, without washing my face. I would literally lose my mind because it's like my savior.
Somewhere your son is sitting around going, What about me? You chose facial cleanser over me.
No, oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking like people. I was thinking like things.
Tina couldn't live without. Who do what I do? Who did I?
From when I was created.
You know what? Maybe a new phone.
Yeah.
Your phone is really bad, Tina. It said boombox. I didn't even know they still made them. Her boombox from eighth grade, I think.
Oh, okay.
Still has it. You know, maybe she's listening. You know what you should do, Tina? Take a picture of that. Turn the TV off. Hashtag mix on. Take a picture of yourself listening with your eighth grade boombox. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, put it on your shoulder, maybe.
Yeah,
like
put that on social. That would be sweet. Hashtag that mix on. That would get you a prize for sure.
Yeah,
nice. We find that.
Bomb the base on that, baby.
Bomb the base.
I don't even know. Put that up.
Take a picture. Post it on your Instagram. Hashtag mix on. We find it. You get a prize.
Cool.
And at number three, could not live without it, Diane.
My hot tub.
Your hot tub.
Ooh, I'm with you there, too.
How many times a week are you using your hot tub?
Oh, probably about three or four.
Give it up for Pruny, Diane.
Yeah.
And at number two, cannot live without it, John.
TikTok.
Really? You're addicted to it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun thing. It's so funny.
Yeah. What's your latest TikTok you've put out?
Oh, I don't put them out. I just watch them.
That's even better.
All right. Yeah. Just hours and hours of scrolling of nonsense. It passes, makes the day fly by. I get it. Totally understand it. And finally, in at number one, prepare to have your heart warmed. The one thing you can't live without, Kevin.
My wife, Mary.
Ah, sweet Mary. You know what the million-dollar question would be, Kevin, is would she say the same thing about you?
You know, I think she would.
That is amazing.
Look at the two of you. Even during all this, you're not ready to kill each other yet?
I am 38 years of marriage. I am a very blessed man.
Look at that.
Oh, that's so cute.
Look at that. Somewhere is Mary listening, and her heart is warm, but her eyes are rolling.
You know, the fact is she listens to you guys almost daily. So she probably is upstairs getting ready for work.
I listen to what's going on around here almost daily.
And now we love her, too.
Kourtney Kardashian says she gained exactly 40 pounds with all three pregnancies, like clockwork. Get pregnant 40 pounds, baby. Get pregnant 40 pounds, baby.
Right.
Get pregnant 40 pounds, baby. Is that pretty standard? Mm. Or when you have multiple children, multiple pregnancies, is it all over the board? You're like 12 pounds here, 137 pounds there. I don't know. I've never been down this road. Stephanie has. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. How many kids?
I have three.
Did you gain consistent weight, the same weight for all three?
No, I did not.
How big of a difference was it?
I gained 70 with my first daughter, and then it was like 50 with my third one.
Are they both girls?
All three of them are girls, actually.
Oh,
I was wondering if there's a different weight gain boy to girl that has ever been documented.
I really thought that my third baby was going to be a boy because it was completely different. I was sick for 3 months, and I had no other problems with my other two pregnancies. So it was completely different.
Do you think on the third one, was it more weight than the first one?
No, it was less because I was heavier once I got pregnant with my third one.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, wow. That is so strange.
I was wondering if, by like the second or third, you're like, I got this figured out. Now I'm not as stressed about it. I'm relaxed. I'm enjoying myself more. I'm eating a little bit.
Yeah,
or whatever,
I feel like, with your body the physical side of things, the physiology side of things, like you'd gain the same amount of weight because you'd have the same cravings or you'd retain the same amount of water.
That's what Courtney does, at least. Hi, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
Is it a consistent weight gain from child to child or is it all over the board?
All over the board. First baby, about 30 pounds. Second baby, about 20 pounds. And the last baby, 65 pounds.
Look at that. Sweet victory on number three.
Okay. Now, was it cravings or something?
No, not really. Well, with the last one, I pretty much ate anything that wasn't nailed down.
There you go.
So, I did.
Yeah, you've been down this road before. You know the routine. So yeah.
He was a 10-pound baby, though.
Right.
So,
10-pound baby? Wow.
Yes, he was 10 pounds.
But
65 pounds.
Look at that. Wow. Makes you want to dive right back in and have another, doesn't it, Karen?
No.
Not really, no. Not even for a second.
65.
I wonder if Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, if it was the same thing like when she had Apple, Did she gain a certain amount then when she had that second baby? Plum.
I think it was Plum.
Gained double the weight.
Yes.
Yeah. Apple and Plum and... I can't remember. And I don't care, really. 312-233-1019. I find this hilarious. Not many people miss anything.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been gone for almost, a month and a half, 2 months. Seriously, there's nothing? Anybody listening who can pinpoint the one thing you miss most about going into work? Most of you are sitting there looking at the radio going, nothing.
I'll give you a little personal one if you want real quick.
Hold that thought.
Oh, yeah, no.
What do you miss most about going into work, Adam?
I miss going out to lunch with my coworkers.
There you go. Lunch.
That is a good one. That's a really good one.
That is a good one. Yeah. All of you get together, go to lunch. Now you're stuck at home eating sandwiches, right, Adam?
Yep, and with my son as well. So
right.
I got to feed him.
Yeah, sometimes you need a little
him.
Break.
Yeah. Yeah, all those feeding of children requirements in your life.
No, you have all these responsibilities.
If you were going to work today, Adam, with your coworkers, where would you go to lunch?
You probably would go to Burrito Amigo.
Burrito Amigo.
Your burrito friend.
That's
right. The kid even screamed right there wanting a sandwich. listen, I'm busy here. I'm talking about Burrito Amigo. Come on now. Thing you miss most about going into work, Sophia, is what?
Now let me preface this by saying I love my child dearly.
Yeah.
For the love of God, 8 straight hours away from my child would be the bomb.
Right. Dear heaven.
Everybody
what I miss
that.
Most is not being here.
adult conversation, F-bombs flying,
right.
like kites,
yeah.
no crying over
sure.
math or snacks.
Right. I miss all the swearing.
Right. You need a little balance.
That freedom of swearing wherever you feel like. Here around the house, I can't do it. Got to serve them lunch. I can't go to Burrito Amigo. What the hell's going on with life? What do you miss most about going to work, Julie?
I miss my desk.
Your desk? Why your desk?
Because it has a lot of space, lots of drawers, and it has my typewriter. Right. I miss my typewriter.
I miss typewriters and drawers.
A typewriter.
What do you do for a living? Are you an old-time librarian? Or?
Very close.
Are you calling from 1978?
Right. How do you still have a typewriter?
I'm a school secretary.
I see.
Type envelopes, and until recently had a type check before they made us all automated.
Typewriter. That thing's an antique. Going to be worth a little money here someday.
Tom Hanks may want to buy it from you. He collects them.
That's very nice. Typewriters, swearing, lunch at Burrito Amigos. The good old days made us a lot happier. Let's do a featured restaurant of the day. It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
A little chilly, but the sun is shining brightly. It's going to warm up nicely. What a great day to go out, order lunch, get curbside pickup, and support these small businesses, these small shops that need your support as they try to survive during these difficult times. Been doing it all last week and this week. Each day at this time, we have our featured restaurant of the day. We ask you to go patronize this place today, and this is a good one.
Yeah?
I am hungry.
Okay.
Oh, you got that right.
Today's restaurant of the day on the Eric in the Morning Show is Firehouse Dogs on West Irving Park Road in Schaumburg. Firehouse Dogs on West Irving Park Road in Schaumburg. Let's talk to Jim from Firehouse Dogs. Hi, Jim.
Well, hello. Good morning.
How's it going this morning with you guys out there at Firehouse Dogs?
Going good. Thank you so much for recognizing us.
We're hoping that we can put together a brisk lunch business for you. Now, it doesn't take a genius, I don't think, here, Jim, to figure out what's going on at Firehouse Dogs, what you're serving. Maybe you can give us a rundown of what you're known for.
Oh, absolutely. For the last 4 years, we are known for Vienna beef, fresh-cut fried hot dogs.
Mm.
We were named 18 months ago the best hot dog in Illinois from Travel and Leisure magazine.
Wow. That is one kick-ass dog.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Good for you.
Quite the honor.
Yeah.
How has business been at Firehouse Dogs for the past month to 6 weeks for you guys during this shutdown?
Well, there's no secret to that. It's been quite bad. We're down 50% of our normal business. But the Schomburg community is phenomenal, phenomenal. They have a couple websites where we can post information on all our businesses for local people to go to. One of them is called Everything Schomburg, and it's been phenomenal. The people, the community are very, very supportive.
Now, Jim, obviously, there for my money, there's no better lunch than a good dog over the lunch hour. So what we would like to do with Firehouse Dogs today is send out the Mixed Road crew like we've been doing each and every day with these featured restaurants and have them on site from 11 to 1. And we would love for people to come out, order online. You can text the word takeout to 60123. You'll get a link to Firehouse Dogs. Order online. And you guys are doing curbside delivery there?
Oh, absolutely. You are allowed to come in, pay, and then walk out, you know, but it's been great. It's been great.
Perfect. And you got a full staff ready to go today? Are you half staff? How's that been working for you guys and your team there?
Well, we've been at half staff, mm-hmm. but we're bringing in a few more people in today for this opportunity, and we're greatly looking forward to it.
Okay, what, you know, you have an interesting website, too, and I'm sure people can not only go to text takeout, which is two words, by the way, to 60123 to get a link to Firehouse Dogs, but I do love the name of your website, which is bestdogsintown.com, so you can get the menu there as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I highly, highly recommend you also try our homemade Italian beef, because let me pat myself on the shoulder. All right. My recipe.
All right. You know, it's yours.
Oh, my God.
That's your creation.
I love it.
Wow. I thought we were hungry before.
Or as we say it around here, Jim, Italian beef.
Yeah, and it comes with mozzarella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, forget it. My God.
Oh, yeah. Italian beef from the northwest side. Northwest side.
That's my guy right there. You know what's beef. Interesting, too, about Firehouse Dogs? This should be mentioned one of the co-owners, Frank, is a 20-year veteran of the Chicago Fire Department. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. He's still working. He's a lieutenant at the firehouse at Harlem and Irving.
Oh,
and
nice.
When you meet him, absolutely, absolutely. He's a great guy. And I wouldn't have a partner otherwise.
One of your essential frontline workers is a co-owner working on this with you at Firehouse Dogs in Schomburg, Jim. It makes morning mind better. It's brutal. Teaching kids stuff. Possible. Repetition, repetition, repetition. They still don't get it. And they're like, well, what do you want from me? I'm four.
Mm-hmm.
The number one hardest thing to teach kids, according to a survey of 2,000 parents by the Professional Association for Child Care and Early Years, is what? Think you know? Anybody think you know?
I mean, I have a guess, but I don't know.
Right.
I mean,
well, we're about to find out. Jody, okay. What do you think finished in the top spot? It's impossible to teach kids.
How to tie their shoes.
There it is. Number one, tying shoes.
Oh, really?
Now I agree.
Yeah, it takes years. It's like they're 17. Yeah. They finally figure it out.
Yep. Now I agree.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. Tying shoes. And there's like five different ways to do it. Like the way my son ties his shoes makes absolutely no sense to me. There's a couple of loops, and then their loops are tied, and then there's like a code you have to go through.
You do the one-eared bunny goes around the tree and goes through the hoop.
I do the one-eared bunny around the tree, yeah.
Right, right.
I don't do that. I do the two ears.
You
it's
do the
two easier.
Ears? That's what he does. Yeah. I don't know who taught him that. That's a problem.
Jody. Yeah.
You have any kids, Jody?
I do, a 9-year-old.
And are they able to tie their shoes yet, or are you hoping by the time they hit double digits they've got
not,
it?
Yeah, not quite. Yeah. He's came up with his own way to do it.
Right.
Yeah, they do.
And then at some point you decide, well, I'll just tie them once, and then I'll just shove my foot in and out of the shoe from now on.
That works?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Was that the one you were going to guess, Melissa?
That wasn't my guess. I was thinking eating over your plate or your bowl. Because yeah, they're always just spilling it all over the place.
So you would rather have them hover over their meal.
Yeah, you know how when you eat, you don't sit back and like let it just fall all over you?
Right.
That
doesn't even make the list.
Mm. What?
Hovering over your food. Mm. Whip, was that what you were going to guess, tying shoes?
No, I was going to guess how not to lose the TV remote control. And,
no, oddly enough, that doesn't make it either.
Seriously.
That's not actually teaching them to do something. It's teaching them to
not
do something.
How to keep the remote control visible for dad.
Violetta, as someone who has no kids and has never taught anybody
she's probably going to get
anything,
it.
Really.
No, I have, actually.
actually.
Do you know how to tie your shoes completely?
Yes.
How about eat over your food? Are you good at that?
Yes.
Yeah, and your remotes, everything's fine there?
I do lose those sometimes.
Right.
See? Yeah, but I used to tutor kids, and I used to try to teach them freeze dance.
Freeze dance.
And they never understood the freeze part.
Valuable skills through life.
No, but the sitting still. I'm like, hey.
I'm not going to lie. I am really glad that you guys don't ever have to answer these four prizes. We might be here for days.
What can it possibly be on the list?
Here are your top 10. These are learned necessary life skills. Number one, tying shoelaces.
Mm. Okay.
Number two, whistling.
Oh, I definitely can't.
That's a necessary life skill.
Well, you know, through life, you know, people got to whistle. It's important. Number three, eating with cutlery.
Okay.
Learning how to use a knife without losing a finger.
Yeah, that's true. Is hard.
You know, to cut meat properly. I'm not certain my daughter Avery's fully figured that out yet. She holds her knife like she's getting ready to murder somebody.
Yeah. Oh, like she like holds the whole fist.
Yeah, like it's a fist thing. I'm like, you can't do that.
And I dated the farmer that did that.
Yeah, she's like, that's how I do it.
Be more delicate.
Yeah. Number four, riding a bike.
That is hard.
Oh, see, well.
You ever tried to teach an adult how to ride a bike? Better teach them other kids.
Yeah, it's easier for kids, just like learning languages.
Number five, I don't think Violetta's figured this out. How to tell time on a regular clock versus a digital.
It takes me a second. People that minus from the hour, like 10 minutes before whatever.
That'll throw you every time.
Just be specific.
Number six, hardest things to teach kids. Buttoning a button. You know what? I've never understood. Can somebody please explain why women button their shirts the wrong way?
What do you mean?
Our shirts are made different.
I'm aware. Oh. Why women button their shirts the wrong way? Did you know this, Whip?
No.
Women's buttons are on the other side.
I never realized that.
You never knew that?
I think I've gone through life not knowing that.
Wait. Melissa, take your shirt off.
I'm wearing a zipper today, so our buttons
Invented
are on
in
the
Illinois.
Left. Right? Yeah. Our buttons are on the left.
Yeah, see, our buttons, Whip, what side's your button on?
Yeah, the button's on the right, the hole is on the left.
Yeah. I never understood that.
Women are flipped. You didn't know that?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Try to button a woman's shirt. It's impossible.
And try that later on today.
Is that why it's hard to unbutton a guy's shirt?
It's impossible.
Well, it should be easy to unbutton a guy's shirt because it's flipped for us our way. Right?
Unless you're wearing it.
Listen to Melissa.
Well, come on.
Number seven, how to swim. How to swim.
That is really hard.
Which we just sent Violetta to do right before we went to Mexico. Tried to teach her how to swim.
Scary.
Number eight on the hard things to teach kids, how to brush teeth correctly.
Oh,
I don't think they even learn that until teenagers, how to really get in there.
Yeah. Number nine, trying different foods, because everybody knows every four-year-old lives on chicken nuggets and nothing else.
Yeah.
Totally.
And Whip, that's all he lives on, too.
That's true. Hey, let me be an example.
And number 10 on the hardest things to teach kids, writing their name. You know what? I had to sign, e-sign some documents for my brother. You ever do that on your phone where you have to e-sign it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He actually called me right afterwards and said, are you six? That is like the worst signature I've ever seen on an e-sign.
Is it like a doctor signature?
I can't do it. No,
really?
it looks like a six-year-old does.
It's hard because you have to do it with the mouse.
I can't. Yeah. Well, you do it with your finger.
Yeah.
Oh, you do it with your finger?
Yeah, you sign it with your finger on the phone. I can't do it.
Yeah, there's probably like a nice, like certain amount of touch you can give it to make it real pretty, but generally it's not easy.
And everyone looks completely different. He was complaining about that. He's like, each one of these you signed, it's like a different person signed it.
You'd be a good forger then.
See, I'm like, I'm four.
I
have a hard time buttoning. I can't sign my name correctly. And don't even get me started on whistling.
Life's hard.
Now it's the most difficult kids' questions ever, following up why it's impossible to teach them anything. Is Santa real? The number one question. Yeah, he's real. You've seen him. Where do you think the presents come from? Of course it's Santa.
Exactly.
Where do babies come from? I don't know. Ask your grandma. Why do we have to recycle? It's a tree thing. I don't know, it's something to do with the trees.
It's hard to explain.
Right.
Oh, the tree.
Then you go back in the basement and, turn on ESPN and pretend you can't hear them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. 312-233-1019. Other impossible questions that you've dealt with. Hi, Carson.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. What was the question?
Why do you and Daddy get to sleep together and I have to sleep by myself?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that is a tough one. Although there are many times probably, Carson, where you want to say, listen, I'll trade you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. You want to climb in here and sleep next to that big, snoring, smelly guy? That's fine. I'll go sleep in your bed. That's a great deal. Other questions that you have to deal with. 312-233-1019. Rachel.
Hi. With Disney World closed, with everything going on, my five-year-old wanted to know, where the princesses live.
Berwyn.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Yep. There's a couple in Cicero, but most of them are in Berwyn.
Oh, God.
Boom. Question answered.
There you go.
Impossible question you encountered with your kid, Angie.
My friend's five-year-old asked me if he needed a husband to have a baby right after she asked the lady with the baby where her wedding ring was.
Oh, boy.
But she didn't have one on.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Awkward. And then your answer is, what is this, Disneyland? No, you don't. Only in Disneyland does that happen. Maria, the impossible question the kid asked, you had to answer.
My five-year-old asked me on this Sunday, how old does she have to be to say bad words?
How old do you have to be to swear? That's actually a pretty good question.
That's a very good question.
What is the age that you can actually be to swear? Five, six?
16.
What? Seven? That's what Swanee's saying at his house. Starts around five.
Okay. It would be for Swanee.
And then really kicks in like an eight.
Yeah.
You become like an expert at it.
Certain words at five, you phase it into the full dictionary of them.
And then you start fighting.
Yeah.
Like I have now at my age just barely, I've dipped my toe in the swearing water with my dad.
Just now?
Just now.
What? You're a late bloomer.
Well, I am a late bloomer. Yeah. He still gives me the look.
I could never swear in front of my dad.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I will bet you money Whip has never once had a swear word in front of his parents.
I don't think I have. There's just certain things. It's that vibe that they're still your parents, you know?
Right. I don't know.
My mom is okay with it.
Right.
Yeah,
not
I do
all
too.
Of us are truckers like the two of you.
Yeah, I like to Melissa. Throw out an F-bomb when I'm mad. Yeah, my mom makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I can't
Very
help
nice.
It.
I have heard from my high school track coach and pole vault coach who said, stick it in the ground. Really? That's what she thinks?
It's kind of looks like one of those things anybody could do if they just put some momentum. You know, gravity takes over. You get a little air and then boom.
Get that upper body strength.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that what you think? It's interesting that you think that.
Well, look at you. I mean, what? I'm getting nervous.
Hey, coach. Coach.
Hey,
This is Coach Drendel, Violetta.
Oh, my God. Hi, Coach.
Violetta, how are you doing? I love your show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm a one-man show over here.
Hey, Coach, she thinks that pole vaulting looks really, really easy. You just stick the thing in the ground and jump.
Well, Eric tried it about two or three times.
Okay, you did?
Hit twice, so...
It wasn't good, was it?
It was... He did try it, and it takes a little more skill than what you think it does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my,
skill that I don't have.
Right. Yeah. What happened? What did you do? Like fall backwards into the grass?
You know, I wasn't very good. It's not as easy as it looks.
Why are you so sensitive about it?
I'm not at all. I wasn't the guy claiming that you just stick the pole in the ground and jump. I know there's much more to it.
So, Coach, do you think you could teach me a couple of the things? Like, is it that hard, or can anybody be taught?
Well, we can start you with the basics. My son is the head track coach at Kalen. He teaches pole vault, and we could probably arrange for you to, well, as soon as this COVID thing gets over, we can arrange for you to do it. It's a little harder than you think it is. Did you do gymnastics?
I did used to. I did gymnastics.
Then you'll be good.
No, she won't.
Yes, I will.
No, she won't.
Yes, I will.
I'll bet, Coach, she can't even pick up the pole.
We've got plenty of... we got like 100-pound poles, 90-pound poles, so we're
like
we're
a
good.
30-pound
we can get you if you were.
Yeah.
You need a little bigger pole than that.
Yeah.
Well, they don't weigh 30 pounds. They don't weigh 30 pounds.
Right. Yeah, they can support a certain amount of weight, so you'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah. We can teach you.
Do you think she could be as good a hurdler as I was?
What's happening here?
No.
She cannot, because she won't be able to three-step like you did.
That's right.
Oh, you're a good three-stepper.
Yeah, I'm a good three-step hurdler.
Are we getting, like, what sports did you not try, Eric?
How good of a driver was I in driver's ed?
I can't believe that you passed the test.
He paid you, didn't he?
Yeah. How's life out there in Kalen right now?
Pretty slow, pretty quiet. We're on our 14-day time to go to the market in St. Charles and get some food and go back and hunker down for two more weeks.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Going into town.
So you're not working at the golf course?
I am not. I quit there about 5 years ago.
Whoops.
Wait, so this is your coach from high school?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Is it weird to hear him on the radio?
Why? No, I talk to him all the time. Don't we? Coach, we talk all the time, don't we?
I talk at least once a month, and I see you at least 3 or 4 times a year.
And he was your driver's ed teacher also.
Yeah. And health, too. Remember when he had to talk to teach us where babies come from? Remember that?
Well, I try to put those things out of my mind because I was a young, naive gentleman there.
Yeah, which would explain why I still am not 100% certain about everything. I got some general ideas. I have a general working knowledge, and beyond that, I don't have much.
Several kids later is what he says.
Yeah. All right, Coach, take care of yourself. Be safe.
Hey, Fergie, nice talking to you, man.
All right, buddy.
Oh, my God, he's so cute.
He's so versatile. Yeah. Health. Yeah. Driver's ed.
Well, when you go to a small school, you wear a lot of hats.
Well, I guess. Yeah.
Be valuable.
Learning a lot. So, yeah, your pole vault lesson is coming soon. Good luck with that one.
Thanks, Coach.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.